Scatterbrains Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town.
The Tiger King edition.
There you go.
This is a special drop into your feed because, as most of you know, we are watching The Tiger King with each other and most importantly, with you.
We're doing it. We did it live on Instagram Live, which was definitely, we're learning as we go. We're going to try and figure out a setup next time where we can have microphones so we're not so far away from, so it's not so echoey. But this was our first venture into it. We're actually just figuring out how Instagram Live video works, but we actually went back through and read all the comments. So many of you participated, which was awesome. By the way, we are practicing safe social distancing. We've been away from each other. This is the closest we've been.
Yeah.
And nobody's really touching anything, and we are Purelling and washing all the time. So let's talk about this first episode and do a little episode recap because we thought that'd be fun. For all of you who are watching the show, first of all, the first 5 minutes of it was what you're going to see moving forward.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
That's
what
I gathered. It was like, this is what you're going to see. This was the
didn't
life.
Like Perry Mason used to do that where you kind of see.
That was the show open for the whole show.
For the whole show. Okay. And this is like, you can skip that intro every time, as they say. Okay. They kind of did that with McMillions, but a lot of crazy stuff.
We
that
came
went
in
down.
Loving Carol Baskin.
By the way, I love Zach Galifianakis
in Baskins.
Heir to the Baskin-Robbins fame.
I did not know that.
Did you not know that?
No.
Carol Baskins?
She's got one flavor, and this that's take those tigers down. That's
the biggest thing to me in this show, I mean, obviously there's people only one? Are crazy and dumb. No, the biggest thing is the difference between people understanding the difference between loving something and whether or not it's right.
Yeah.
Though it's not because you love something doesn't mean it's okay.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Like, I love Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
I get to eat it like three times a year.
Right. I'm sure Buffalo Bill loved the woman that he kept in the well inside of his house.
Loved her.
Loved her.
She mattered more to him than anything other than the dog.
You can't.
And the bucket.
You can't keep her in a well.
Right.
In your house.
To me, the moment.
That's more apt.
Couple moments stuck out to me as like, oh, this took a turn.
That guy's shirt off.
Guy with his shirt off.
No,
and
I know
no
that's
teeth.
Different. We'll tackle.
We'll talk about that.
We'll literally have to physically tackle.
I'm talking
him.
About
that's his love.
Since the time I was 14, I knew I was gay. All right, great. We awesome.
Congratulations.
Own it. It does make me kind of love you a little bit.
But doesn't it also make you feel good to realize you can
hate a gay person?
Yes.
So there's that.
Like, we've come so far.
It has nothing to do with him being gay.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Because remember The Jackal, the movie The Jackal came out? And I think Bruce Willis was a gay character and glad at the time it was still very much like people just offhanded hated gay people in our society.
Yeah.
Or they were afraid of whatever bullshit excuse they had for not accepting them.
Yeah.
And so glad petitioned that movie to change that character and re-edit that movie to not depict that he was gay because he was a villain. We've come so far, thankfully, that your villain can be gay, and that has no relevance.
Okay, there's a 20% chance after watching this first thing that what if he's not the villain? Maybe there's this 10% chance.
No, there is no
5% chance.
No, there's no way.
No,
he's firing guns at a mannequin.
What you're trying to say is he might not be the only villain.
Right, right.
I'm willing to buy that.
I'm willing to buy that too, but what I think is fascinating.
Yeah, I kind of forgot that he was gay, and I'm like, oh, this guy's crazy.
So this is what's so fascinating to me is that here's a guy who has no zoological training.
Yeah, he calls himself a zoologist.
No, his neighbor worked for the place in Florida when he went to go do his rehab.
When he was in rehab.
Therapy, whatever, yeah.
And so in therapy in Florida, which is a great idea.
Therapy in Florida.
I'm going to go therapy. Where are you going to go?
Florida. I don't even know if that is.
The next question out of someone who loves you's mouth should be why?
From the gang that brought you It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia comes therapy in Florida.
Therapy in Florida. So
there's always therapy in Florida.
But think about this, Dan. This guy had like families, God-fearing families of people on his property.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming multiple times
with letting their kids touch the animals they have. Yeah. if he opened every show, and he kind of did by wearing those jackets, but if he
but those people also loved Paul Lynde.
Right. That's right. So if he opened every show by saying, when I was 14, I found out I was gay. I could see that crowd of people just yelling boo and starting to like shoot the tires.
And I would
shoot him and shoot the tires.
But you know what I would say to him? I'd go, keep. What is happening? I think my TV guys, we're doing this.
There's an emergency happening right now. Oh my God. Who cares? Oh my God. Tiger King restarted. Tiger King was mad that we were talking about it. And he's like starting his show to get us to stop. He's clairvoyantly getting it.
Isn't that the most fascinating thing? They would let him do whatever they wanted to, but if they knew he was gay, they would.
Gloss over the fact that episode 2 starts with a 911 call.
I don't know. I don't know if that was episode 2 or a trailer. I don't know what that was. God. But my thing is this. If he did that, I would be like, kudos to you.
Yeah, great.
My fellow human.
Great.
Open. This is what I'm going to tell you.
Open doors.
Never keep... Keep the beginning part where you tell everybody you're gay.
Yep.
Lose the animals.
Yes. let me tell you something. When he put my son's head in that lion's head and my son got bit, I didn't blame him one bit. You know when I didn't trust him is when he said he was gay.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, is that the time?
So like there's a moment. Okay. So Jay brings up a point that we made this comment several times. Okay. The people who are there are to blame. The people who are paying money to go to this guy's...
This is the age-old question. Who is worse, the leader or the followers of the leader?
So the people who came to look at the animals in this guy's, essentially his backyard. It's not his backyard, but he's got cages erected that it is not right for these animals to be where they are. And by the way, it's difficult for him. You have to slaughter cows. You have to get moose and deer that have been hit by cars. You have to, there's so much that he has to do.
But he has a gift shop.
He doesn't have a gift shop.
Dan, if someone in your family.
Sex gel.
Would someone in your family say, we're going to go see some tigers today?
No.
At some dude's house?
No.
I've met members of your family. They would at some point in that conversation, if someone invited them to go do that and say, you want to bring your kids, your mom or your uncle Ken or someone would have stepped in and be like, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that. Right. That's a dumb idea.
Dumb.
Our parents would never
Someone's going to get hurt. I don't feel safe doing it. And then the next thing they'd say, your uncle Ken would be like, hey, you shouldn't have these things.
Okay. So you bring up a good point. So for everybody, and I'm so glad we get to do this podcast to tell everyone, we touched on it. A couple of things. One, if you watch the feed, I understand a lot of you don't understand film perspective, but we are farther away than it looked in that frame. We are not sitting next to each other.
No.
A chair is far away and ends of a couch are being used. So as best we can, but also we addressed that we've done our best to do everything we can. So here's the other thing I would say. This story was sent to me so many times.
I know,
I don't remember it, all the details. I remember reading it. Obviously, I don't forget that face.
That hair.
The definition of beauty.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
But I knew that it would be that the reason that ruled it out for us as a traditional dumb people town story is the animal cruelty aspect. And then I think there is obviously violence and things like that as well. That just aren't things that we touch on.
In the first episode, hey, you want to see something I just bought? A snow leopard in a 100-degree van.
Right.
I'm like, shoot that,
guys,
man.
Guys, I don't even tend to do stories where people were like, it better be really funny. If it includes the fact that someone has a gun, the story better be really funny.
Dan.
So my point is like, even if the article had just been him using an AK-47 to blow up like dummies of like human people, I'd be like, no, we're not.
I don't want to glorify the AK-47.
The other thing, when that guy rolls open the van door and you see a leopard, I have a bat in my house that was given to us by Nick, the guy who owns a flying bat. No, not a bat like Bat Soup that started this whole fucking problem. No, I'm talking about a baseball bat. And as that guy was doing that, I imagined me swinging a bat as hard as I could and hitting him in the skull.
When we watched it.
I'm not a violent person, but I'm like, man, I would love to beat him till he's dead.
Right.
You cannot do that.
And then call Carol Baskin and let that thing roam free on her property.
Dude, we're going to end up hating Carol Baskin. Is she complicit?
I don't think we're going to like her either.
I don't either. Okay, so my thing is like, here's my thing.
She spent too much time showing us her closet.
My very first set of comedy, like real set, was with you guys at Comedy on State in Madison. And in that set, I in a probably very non-funny way, tried to do a bit about how I don't think zoos need to exist anymore.
It's a great idea. So
that's where, I know, I should probably go back to it as a better comment. But my point is that that's how I feel even about zoos. Like
this
zoos,
show will be your way in.
Yeah.
Damn, zoos were for real.
Zoos were created on an educational level, or just we didn't really care about animals.
That's what they keep saying.
But that's the reason. Point.
That's the
thing. But there's not that anymore. Because this is like not needed, but people went and got a fucking zebra because no one in Cincinnati would believe they existed.
A zebra. That's
and
right.
Now it's like, one, travel is infinitely easier than it was before.
Although
so
not
go
any,
to fucking
although not anymore.
Right, not currently, but I'm saying yeah. Usually. No. And also the internet. Yeah. Planet Earth is every zoo you'd need.
That's
you don't
it.
Need to put
right.
these animals in cages just
that's
for people
right.
to fucking look at them. Now, if you are telling me we are a rescue place, these animals would not survive in the wild. And yeah, so
that's what Carol Baskin is saying.
I would have to do more research,
we
but I,
find out.
I've been to Animal Kingdom and Disney World. It seems to me that that is a true habitat that they have created. There's not like a cage. And some people might educate me and say other things, but
San Diego.
And I'm not 100% comfortable with it either. I'm not
Busch
saying
Gardens.
That. But
I don't love it. I just think
it seems
it's
to me that there
the
are
wild.
Rules where they're like, well, this sea lion could not survive in the wild, so it lives here. And I would be like, okay, that's better than it being dead. But if you're telling me we just got all these animals or we had these animals mate so we
so
could
we
have
can
more
make money.
Of them, you're just fuck off,
yeah, he
man.
Said
just
you could make $100,000 off this tiny cub right here. That's something that
yeah, in those like
in the set,
few weeks that
right,
it's,
in the few weeks that they're this old, you made $100,000 off this cub. So he sees the money of what you can make off that. But that's what they keep saying. They're and so Carol Baskins is getting...
That's what I wonder.
She's
is
getting
all,
all the
animals,
other animals.
Like if she saved them from bad places, is do they know how to live anywhere
right?
else?
No, they don't. But what she, I think her argument is this, Dan and Randy. I think her argument is I'm rescuing these animals and then I don't have tens of thousands of dollars to feed these animals. I don't have the money it takes to build up the habitat that we're in, give them what they need, give them the amount of food that they need. The guy said, $10,000 a month to feed these tigers.
Except for
that was
Joe Exotic says he does it
$3,000 a month, but $10,000 a
per
month.
Tiger.
Well, no, when you don't feed tigers, they start to get hungry and they start to go crazy.
Oh shit!
So,
me too.
So, yeah. So this woman, in my opinion, is trying to raise the money to take care of these tigers and take care of these animals and give them what they need to have.
But here's my thing.
Life.
Then don't do shows. Like for this example, like create some sort of trolley trans system that's surrounded by like a fence or whatever that has bridges so they can animals can cross over. And you say, hey, so we provide 4 tours a day. We're going to go out just so you know, we don't control these animals. They live in this habitat. So you might see one, you might not.
That's right.
There's no guarantee. It's almost that's like right. whale watching. You don't, it's a crapshoot. You right. spend $300 to go whale watching. You might have one of the greatest experiences of your life, or they might just all be underwater.
Which
today.
I've
but
seen a bunch
there.
Of, which I've seen a bunch of whales and it is amazing.
Yeah. But that's, but you
no,
never
yeah.
knew, right?
You
which is
know.
Also kind of the magic
this
of it.
Is the best.
What if you don't see any? Oh my God, we saw one.
We
but
saw
this,
a bunch.
Just like in a cage, even when you're helping it, it's still problematic for me, I guess.
If she is taking these animals from people who otherwise wish that I could see from their perspective that they would say, Carol Baskin be Robin.
That is, we had to
Carol
pack.
Baskin be Robin.
We had to bring a carry on to get to that joke,
Carol
but it was worth
Baskin
it.
Carol Baskin be Robin.
But it, okay, so.
People have Baskin like, Robin me in my life.
Where? Let me ask you guys this. First of all, who's your favorite character so far?
Woman with half an arm.
It seems that it's no one's business.
With, by the way, I think that's a
like,
man. I think that's a woman.
Woman.
That's a woman.
It's a, who, it, maybe
who
it's
knows?
A they.
Maybe
them.
It's a they.
But they.
Or she.
They. What if they were like, oh, this is from earlier? Like, that has yeah. nothing to do with even working
I'm
with Joe
Exotic. I'm just
going to
say this. I've never had half an arm, so I don't know how.
Sure.
I don't know how difficult. And I also know that they're out working with. And maybe they just, right. maybe she just got interviewed at that point.
Right.
But that was the dirtiest stump I've ever
it
seen.
Did
in,
look
my
very
life,
ashy.
In my
very
life,
ashy.
It was the dirtiest stump I've ever seen.
I think my favorite might be Eric Kirkham.
Yeah.
The Billy Bob, the Billy Bob Thornton looking narrator.
Do you know who Burt Sugar is?
No.
Burt Sugar. Jay, get a picture of Burt Sugar.
You kept saying that during the
Burt
thing.
Burt Sugar
and I felt bad
is
that
a,
I didn't get
is
the
a
reference.
Famous boxing writer. He was a reporter,
oh, I think
a boxing
he passed away.
Writer.
Would he wear yeah. the Fandora?
He would always
fedora?
Wear the hat.
Fandora?
Always
the
wear the hat.
Yes.
That's Burt Sugar. Yeah. Dude. Does that not look like Burt Sugar?
Doesn't he look like the Joker with his makeup off in that photo you just showed me?
Burt Sugar.
Yeah, that's a very good call.
Burt Sugar. So anyway, so I am excited.
I also like Carol's husband.
So also, by the way, right now we're trying to make sense of this. And for those of you who have watched the entire series, you're probably like, you guys are getting all this shit wrong, which I love. Fine. I love. So this is where we're at right now. This is a snapshot.
That's what
I love
when people are like, you guys are way off. I'm like, well, we know exactly what you knew after watching the first episode.
So we're allowed to be way off.
So I love how possibly way off we are.
Right.
And I also think...
Love it. Burt Sugar. You got to look him up.
If you look up Burt Sugar and you'll know why I keep saying Burt Sugar every time.
Okay, you love that we're way off.
I love that we're way off. And I can't wait to get... This is like a picture out of focus.
Yeah.
That is slowly...
That we're making snap judgments about and saying what we think.
As we start to see little pieces of it start to come in focus. So that's what we're doing.
Yes.
And I want everyone who listens to this and who listens to the feed or whatnot, we will post up when we're going to watch the second episode.
It may be Tuesday or Thursday.
Yeah, we're looking
week.
At maybe Tuesday the 31st.
Tuesday the 31st. Last day of March, we'll watch...
Or Thursday the 2nd. We'll let you
just follow
know.
The Dumb People Town pages and
Dumb People Town
for
Facebook
updates.
Page, Dumb People Town Instagram page. It's DPT Podcast on Twitter and Dumb People Town Facebook page, Dumb People Town on Instagram. This is,
and we've said it before, this is one part Cheap Seats, one part Dumb People Town.
We're going to try and get the sound a little bit better.
All parts Tiger King.
That's it.
This is a
last
special
question for
event.
You guys really sure. quick, and then we'll wrap it up.
No, but seriously, who's my favorite guy? Who's my favorite?
That or... Is there any big turns you think? Anything big or predictions you
Carol
have?
Carol Baskin.
Does someone not live through the end of this? It feels like it's being documented in real time.
Carol Baskin's asexual husband may be my favorite character.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, he's pretty
good.
Any
rare. Predictions so or favorite character, Jay?
There's no bounds to my hatred for the Tiger King. Like, right. I hate him so much. Mm-hmm. And so my question is, will this series make me love him at some point?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That's a good question. We'll have to.
But that is the question.
We should check in every episode to measure where is Jason.
Where's my hate? On the hate-love spectrum.
Where's your hate?
It's deep in hate right now, but I would say
I don't think it ever comes back to love.
No.
No.
I like Carol Baskins. I like her wardrobe and I like her approach.
You like those blouses. You're a blouse man.
And I want to also know, how much does this... documentarian insert himself, because he's already been on camera.
He's a Michael Cohen looking motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. He's on camera some. So this guy's trying to insert himself a little bit into this thing. But that python that they pulled out, that might be my favorite character.
By the way,
it was like eating like three dogs.
Carol Baskins could have been in that python.
Yeah.
We don't know.
For all we know.
We don't know.
That's a good twist.
That could have been a Baskins python.
Okay, great. So that's our first wrap up for this. Please, no spoilers in any of our feeds. We want to watch it with you guys and experience it as we go.
And I will say this, Dan. Yeah, my brother-in-law, David Zucker, who's fantastic, wonderful dude. He's a doctor. He's on call.
He's doing on the front lines.
Front lines
out.
Doing hard work. But he said it was a particularly slow time. He had already watched The Tiger King, but he said it was super fun to go back and watch it with us.
Because you're watching us experience it. So it's fun to do it if you've never seen it. So experience it with us. And it's really fun to do.
If you're already ahead of us, go back and watch it with us.
Yeah, because that's what's so fun. Thank you guys so much for letting us do this type of stuff with you. That was like, this is like a Dumb People Town docu-series that we get to sort of go through with you. We love doing it. Keep checking for updates on when we're going to do the next episode. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.